serio, gonna live to see it happen. You're gonna live to see it happen. I said, live, 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 live. I said, live, 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 live. I said, live, 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 live.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. And this podcast, well, you know what? I did it last week on HAPS. I don't know how it really came out. It looked like there was maybe some problems with HAPS, but I still did it anyway. But then I just said I'll just take my time and just bring it on over to the Anchor. So here it is on tonight. This podcast here. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another wise Wednesday. And we know, Heavenly Father, that you are with us, and we thank you. We ask you, Jesus, oh God, please forgive us of our sins and help us. And Father, give us the strength that we need as we go through these difficult times. But you told us to look up for our redemption draweth nigh, and we thank you. For Jesus Christ, you are the way, you're the truth, and you're the life, and you are with us. And you know all things. So we just thank you for tonight, Jesus Christ. We thank you. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for all that you've done, Father. We just ask that you continue to be with us and to help us. And we just say thank you for it all. We thank you where you take this podcast on tonight. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, I like this song. I've kind of used it a couple of times, but you know what? I just like this song. So just listen to it a minute, and then we will get into the message. All right, here we are. All right, I hope everybody had a good coming into the new year. And here we are already. It is the 12th. It is the 12th of January. And don't you know, in just the next couple of weeks, it will be February. Oh, how the time just moving fast. It's moving fast. It's moving fast. All right, here we go. And you know, with this new year message, it come into 2022, you know, just the saying of the 2022, it just sounds kind of foreign. That just sounds foreign. You know, every year when you say it, it just sounds different. Well, it should, because it is. But this year in the 2022 made me do a little thinking in reference to what, you know, what I do. And that is the grief work. And that's, no, we're not going to dismiss it, because still, there's a lot of grief going on, believe it or not. We may not want to accept it, but it is. There's still a lot of grief going on. And you know, I was telling somebody just maybe 5-10 minutes ago how it just seems that so much is going on, and so many people are up in arms for some reason. Oh, well, because we're in this COVID thing. But just people are so up in arms and just so much happening. And it's just so much. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Let me say that Jesus Christ is in control, and he's in control of it all. So on tonight, this message that's going to be entitled is Handling Your Grief in the New Year. Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah. Handling Your Grief in the New Year. So what I did was I just pulled together a couple of things and, you know, some scriptures, just pull some things together to just kind of take this to another level. So, trying to get my little tablet going here, get my notes all together. But some of the things that I was looking at in terms of handling our grief in the new year. Because, you know, there's some things that we should be doing. Mm-hmm, we should. We should be doing some things. So, a little list that I kind of put together here is, I'll just give a couple of things and then I'll kind of get into the scriptures. And one thing I said was, don't ignore things. And just saying things that you're going to do and you didn't do that you should have done. You know how we do those things? You know, we say we're going to do some things and then we don't do them. Well, we do that. We tend to do that. So, you know, just be able to be true to yourself. Yeah, be true to yourself. And be true to what you say. Yes, be true to what you say. You know, sometimes we kind of just get all caught up in the minute. And, you know, it just tends to just make us just numb. Yeah, it does. It just makes us numb. But we need to handle our grief so that we are able to move on. Yes, so that we are able to move on. So in the new year, things that you're supposed to do, mean what you say. Say what you mean. Be able to take that move on, so to speak. Yeah. And take that kind of move on attitude. Because it won't help to just, you know, ponder in it. It won't help. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Having that new mind. Yes, yes, yes. We got to have that new mind. And in that new mind, the transformation of the new mind and what needs to be done, not what needs to be said just so much, but also what needs to be done, a new thinking. And of course, ye may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God, of what God wants for us, his people. And letting him lead us and guide us into all of the truth. And we follow his plan. You can believe that we will be victorious. Yeah, we will be victorious. Don't fall back on those old habits that only gets rehashed and what you did before. Yeah. Don't follow those old habits. You know, we got some, you know. We got some habits that we need to not rehash them like we did before. We need to look at that. Not to rehash these things. Sometimes, you know, we just kind of go on and on and on with it when we just need to not to do so. And you know what I always say? And it's okay. It's okay also too to remember that it's okay to grieve those feelings, to move them on, to be able to move them on. The only way you're going to be able to move them on is you have to get through them, to grieve through them. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes. And Jesus will give you rest from these areas. That's why. All that hashing, it's just senseless. He'll help us with our burdens. He will help us with them so that we are able to move forward and not backwards, doing things that you used to do before. Not go backwards, but to go forward. Definitely. Choose people that are supportive and not just using you for what you can do or give them. Oh, yeah. Don't we do that? Yeah. Choose people that are supportive and not just people that they just want to drain you. Just use you, just want to drain you like a dish rag, so to speak, to make you feel like, eh. No, don't follow that. Choose your support systems. Choose them. And when you choose your support systems, they will work for you. And everybody benefits. You know, everybody benefits when you have a good support system. Yes, everybody benefits from it. So it's very, very important to be able to have a great support system. Hey, I'll be back in a few minutes. Talking about the Anchor app. Anchor FM. It has an app too. The Anchor app. Get on the Anchor app today. Anchor has a group on Facebook. Good group. That you can ask your questions about the Anchor app. Anchor takes you places. You can be monetized on it as well. But I will tell you that Anchor's a good app. Been with them for over 4 years and still going strong. Doing new things as well. In terms of, you know, with your voice and really getting your trailer out as well. Anchor is working. I hope they get better and better. I learned some new things on Anchor using it. But I would encourage you to find out what Anchor FM is about. The Anchor FM. Don't let me have to tell you. Try it for yourself. And you will be glad that you did. Get on the Anchor app today and give it a try. Watch Anchor.fm. Hey, I'm back talking about handling the grief in the new year. See, I got that song on. Got that song on that you are going to live to see it happen. Woo. Come on, where is that? We got to get it back. Got to get it back. We got to get it back. There it is. All right. Try to finish up this in a way. All right. Choose some support. Get your proper rest. And get yourself fit. We probably ain't got enough of that in 2021. Get your rest and get yourself air in the new year. How about that? Yeah. Get your rest and yourself air. All right? Matthew 11:28. Come on to me, all you that lay down, heavy laden, I will give you rest. All right. Hey, yeah, God. Right. Give it to him. And he'll take that burden from you. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart fail. Hey, you know? Your flesh and your heart fail. When you trying to do it all and you don't turn it over to the Lord. Oh yeah. The God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Oh yeah, and another thing too, and one more thing, eat better in the new year. Avoid those substitutes. Eat all the good food. Make sure, get the grains up in there. Make sure, get the fiber up in there. Make sure. Get your vitamins and stuff. You gotta do this in the new year. Eating better. We got to learn how to eat better. Making better choices in all areas of our lives. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. You having any, feeling any grief? Feeling any grief? This really just seem like a setting you back? In the new year. In the new year. Get ready for your new mind. Get ready. Get ready for the new mind. Get ready for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Be ready. Get ready. He is with you. Having any problems, any troubles, turn it over to Him. He wants to help us. He is with us. And that is for sure. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry, the counseling service, coming to you with, you know what? In the new year. Handling your grief in the new year. 2022. Enjoy.